Monday, May 10, 2010. We're going to sit down and review an oral history with Richard O'Hare and John Collin and myself. I'm Richard Allen.
I'm John Collin.
And I'm Richard O'Hare.
Okay. And we're underway. Basically, I know I'm talking to you before you came to the North Hill area. You said, what, 56 or 57?
57.
57.
Yeah. Actually, it was, I believe it was right after we got out of my eighth grade at Flushing, so it must have been right around June of 1957.
Okay. So you came from Flushing to Northville?
Exactly. My grandparents had a farm in Flushing, and we had racehorses.
Okay.
And we had an 80-acre farm up there, so in order to be closer to the racetrack, instead of shipping the horses back and forth from Flushing to Flint area down here, we decided to, my mother and father and I decided to move down here and live in Northville, because it's closer to the racetrack.
And you said that would put you, what, ninth grade when you came here?
I started my freshman year in Northville, right.
And what school were you, what school building were you at that time?
We were right there at the old high school right on Main Street, which is right next to the community center where I now work. the senior center.
Right. You know, old Main.
Oh, yes, sir. Right. Yeah.
Did you participate in any activities in high school of note? Or?
Well, I played football, basketball, and baseball for Northville High School. I wasn't real good, but I played all three sports.
Okay.
And it kept me occupied most of the time during the evening.
Kept you out of trouble?
Kept me out of trouble somewhat, not completely. During the evening hours when we worked at practice for one of the school sports, we would associate in a few places right in downtown Northville. There was Old Joe's Pool Hall, which is right across, which was now where the new Long Plumbing Building is.
Okay.
There was Joe's Pool Hall there, and it was, I think it had about four or five bowling alley lanes back in the back, too. We used to hang out there. And then across somewhere, which is now Pool's Bar, there used to be a place called Paul's Sweet Shop. A guy named Paul Felino opened it up back in the late, mid-50s, and we used to hang out there at Paul's Sweet Shop. And then down to the corner of Seven Mile in South Main, where the Belnor Drive-In, we used to hang out down there, too, quite a bit. Matter of fact, my mother worked down there for a while.
That's where the car dealership
was? Exactly. That's where the McDonald Ford used car lot used to be at. Right in that corner. Right next to the gas station.
Right. Yeah. And after high school, what direction did you go or do? Or?
After high school, I went to the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And I served the United States Marine Corps for 4 years. Served in I was stationed at Camp Pendleton, California for a couple of years, and a couple of years I was stationed at Far East, all through the Far East and all through Southeast Asia.
Did you get into the Korean
War? Oh, no, this was after the Korean War. Yeah, I was then from 1961 to 1965. So, went in directly after I got out of high school, and I'd seen quite a bit of the Far East and Southeast Asia, and I hitchhiked across country a couple of times when I was stationed at Camp Pendleton, and I said, well, the last 4 years, the best place I think for me is right back in Northville when I get out of the Marine Corps, because it's about the best place I found. So I come back to Northville and ran into my old high school girlfriend. We got married in 1965. Been married ever since.
Very good. And after you got out of the Marine Corps, what did you do?
I worked at a little factory over in Plymouth called Evans Products. It was on Eccles Road. And I took up welding. Worked there for a while. Then after that, I worked at a little conveyor plant out in Plymouth Township called RTCN Conveyor Company. Then in 1970, I went to work at Foundry Flaskin Equipment Company on Katy Street, right in downtown Northville. Worked there for 35 years until the place closed down in 2005.
Okay. What did you do there?
I was a maintenance welder.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jack of all trades.
Just about. And during that time, probably getting ahead of myself here, but in 1979, I joined the Northville City Police Department as a reserve officer and worked at the racetrack there for 5 or 6 years. And in 1986, I transferred to Northville Township, and I've been a reserve officer with Northville Township since then and still currently serving as a reserve officer.
What are your duties as a reserve officer?
My duties as a reserve officer currently is I'm what's called a reserve police captain. I'm in charge of our reserve unit. I chair the hiring board. I make all the schedules out for duty reserves. We work one duty reserve, 365. So I make like that schedules out. I make schedules out for any details we have, like parade details, stuff like that. And then I also work at the Township Hall 3 to 4 nights a week when we have open meetings there. Right. So I stay busy.
That's good. Hey, that's it. Let's get back to how Northville and the area was when you first moved here.
Okay.
I can tell you from my own experience that Haggerty and Beck were dirt roads, among other things.
Haggerty and Beck, well, yeah, definitely dirt road. Matter of fact, Beck Road was dirt road. Of course, Napier still is, and so was Ridge. My wife lived, I think that probably nobody though, but it was on Taft between, correction, on 9 Mile between Taft and Beck. She lived there. That was all gravel road too. So practically everything around here was all gravel. I know when we moved here in 57, that first fall, I remember, I had a buddy lived over here off of Gerald Avenue, and he had access to a lot of property over there. We used to go hunting all over there all the time. And I used to hunt all that area back off of Gerald Avenue, which is now Highland Lakes back in there. And used to hunt actually across the street over on the old Northville psychiatric hospital property, which we weren't supposed to be over there. I marked it out here for you guys. So that's where we used to hunt back in 57 and 58, all back through there, which is now Highland Lakes.
Okay.
We avoided we tried to avoid the state property, but then we used to hunt all back through here, which is all subdivision now back through here, between 7 Mile and 6 Mile.
The areas for fun that time basically was Farm Crest Farms in those days.
There was nothing out there.
Yeah,
there was nothing out there.
It was Farm Crest Farms with a barn burned.
Exactly. And back here where it's now Highland Lakes, all of those was just a bunch of gravel pits back in there.
I was going to ask that.
Was gravel
operations going on there, or was that done?
No, back in them days, if I remember correctly, they were almost suspended. The pits were just there. And it was great rabbit hunting back in there. Back in 57 and 58. And then in 59, we moved out. In 57 and 58, we lived on Fairbrook. Like I said, I used to go see my buddy. He lived off of Gerald there. We used to hunt back and through here. And then I think about the first part of 59, we moved out on Ridge Road.
That's Napier.
On Napier. And we lived it was probably in Salem Township, but right across from what used to be the Green Ridge Nursery.
Okay.
Right on Napier there. And then we used to hunt all back in through there.
And you had more gravel quarries.
And then, of course, this was all...
Thompson Sand and Gravel was operating there.
Thompson Sand and Gravel was right in here, right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And we used to hunt back all through there. Thompson family used to let us go in there and hunt and everything. Then I had a buddy lived at 6 Mile in Napier, where that dump currently is now. Actually, there was no dump back in them days, and they had a little house right there. And we used to hunt all back in through that area. To answer your question, everything was Haggerty was all dirt road, Beck Road was all dirt road. Matter of fact, I think one night
six mile was past.
6 Mile was dirt all the way from Sheldon Road west. 6 Mile was all. 5 Mile was paved.
Yeah.
Right. But 6 Mile was all dirt road. Yeah. Well,
five mile was probably paved because of the presence down Hihoko.
Exactly.
They probably paved them to get in there.
Right. And then of course right there Napier Road it turned into gravel. I think it's still gravel west of that.
Right. And it's best dump. Best Napier's gravel. Was Hihoko still in operation?
Hihoko definitely was still in operation. Matter of fact, that was in operation even. In 1965, I think it was, or early 66, the wife and I rented a little place right out on Ridge Road between 5 and 6 Mile. And right across the street was the prison property.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they kept all their cows over there.
Okay.
And I remember the prisoners used to walk the cows up and down Ridge Road, back and forth. All the time, yeah. That was all. The prison was definitely in operation then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about the county home on the Sheldon and
Okay, this is a good. Okay, this is another good one here. The Wayne County Training School, we call it. It was on Sheldon Road between 5 and 6 Mile. Okay. I think of my freshman year in high school, must have been 58. For some reason, I don't know to this day what happened. I didn't keep my grades up properly, and I wasn't allowed to play basketball that year. So there was a local coach who did a lot of coaching at the high school, named Stan Johnson, and he formed a basketball team with the Northville Rec League, I believe it was, to go out to that Wayne County Training School and play basketball against the kids out there. They had about three teams out there. So Mr. Johnson, I was pretty decent ball player. Yeah. Like I said, I couldn't play that year for the school. So he asked me to play on that team. So we formed a team, we went out there, and we played numerous games against them. They were very competitive. Very competitive.
But is that saying that they beat you?
No. We were also very competitive. As a matter of fact, before I moved to Flushing, I actually grew up in the north end of Flint.
Okay.
So I was pretty used to playing against people of that caliber, mm-hmm. a ball player. Yeah. So. Yeah, but yeah, we did that. That was all in operation. And I remember across the street from the Wayne County Training School, there on Sheldon Road, they had a big baseball field. We used to go out there and play baseball against those kids quite a bit, too. So. And then, of course, on the corner of 5 Mile in Sheldon was the Plymouth State Home.
Right.
That was for the retarded children, I believe, the handicapped children.
Yeah.
But the Wayne County Training School, they weren't all bad kids. They were very competitive, and we seemed to get along good with them out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think basically what I've learned, the Wayne County Training School kids were just basically disadvantaged children, abandoned by parents and whatever. With the Plymouth State Home, were kids who had
handicaps, right?
Mental challenges.
Exactly right. Yeah. But those kids who, like I said, those kids that from the Wayne County Training School, they were very, very competitive. Yeah. Put it like that.
Right.
What else did we have going on back in those days? Of course, the hospital, the
state hospital,
hospital was going.
Well, here's a little story. I think I told you earlier that I had some friends who lived over on Gerald Avenue. Well, we used to hunt back behind the state hospital. Well, once in a while, we'd get kind of mischievous, and we'd go back on the state hospital property back in the dump area at night. And we used to take our flashlights with us, and we'd shine rats. We'd shoot them with 22s. We did that for a few times till we finally got run out of there, but that was something interesting. But there was an old dump back there, right behind, right by the old power plant, I believe it was.
There was a series of dumps, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, but this one, this was a dump, buddy. I mean, there was, good Lord knows who or what's in there, so
yeah.
I'm sure we'll find out. We start cleaning it up, so don't tell them what we're going to find out there.
Well, it seemed to me that if you're shooting rats there, they'd like you to do that.
Yeah.
One would think.
No, they did. They kind of frowned on it. Actually, what they frowned on was just bringing a gun onto the property. So, now that I'm older, I can understand that completely. But I mean, at the time, I thought they were being kind of picky about it.
Now the railroad had a spur running into.
They sure did. Matter of fact, we used to myself and my dog. We used to walk that track back and forth all the time. Yeah. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, there was a little trestle back in there somewhere, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was going back. We always crossed that as we were headed over to Waterford Pond, because we used to hunt back on Waterford Pond all the time, too. We crossed over that.
Yeah, that's bridge. Right behind the pond.
Exactly.
The trestle burned, if I recall. You had to get somebody across that creek coming through, the Johnson Creek came through. Quite a ravine going into Waterford Pond.
Yeah.
The railroad bed was
But there was
very elevated.
All kind of wildlife back in them days. Oh, good Lord, yeah.
We had somebody tell us that a good place to hunt deer.
For deer?
Deer.
Oh, yeah, there were a lot of deer back there. Yeah. But I was strictly a rabbit hunter and pheasant hunting.
That's something you don't see anymore, is pheasants.
Oh, you got that right, around here, especially. Matter of fact, I think now they got these farms where they stock them and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's basically what the area where I used to hunt everything back in the late 50s. And then in 65, I think I told you, we moved on our Ridge Road.
Right.
Okay, well, and then in 69, we bought a place over in Neeson Street off of Clement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where the wife and I lived until 1980. We bought a house in the city and moved back in the city. But from 69 to 80, I lived on Neeson Street. Kids grew up there. Real nice area. Real nice place. You know, nice and quiet back there.
How about the hospital? The tuberculosis? Was it TB?
Oh, yeah. Mayberry.
Mayberry.
Mayberry, yes. Mayberry was an operation back in the 50s. I think that they used to send TB patients out there or something at one time. Yeah. Matter of fact, a buddy of mine, Butch Mitchell, lived right on 7 Mile between Ridge and Napier on the north side, and his property backed up to Mayberry State Park, which is now Mayberry State Park. But that was the Mayberry Sanitarium that was called back in them days. And if I remember correctly, we used to go back over his property, and there was a big pond back in there somewhere, and we used to fish back in there too. But matter of fact, that was where it was called Foreman's Orchards. Mm-hmm. Within there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, Butch was the grandson of the Foreman's, so that's why he lived in that area. But yeah, they had Foreman's Orchards in there.
Nice.
Then Butch lived in there, and right behind her property was the Mayberry.
Now the entrance was on 7 Mile Road at that time, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was right at the corner, matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, right there at 7 Mile in Beck area.
The entrance there, and there's also one down off the end of Ridge. In fact, a couple of stone pillars are still laying on the side of the road.
As you're going north, right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The main entrance is right at the corner, back in.
Well, I never really trespassed on that property because I didn't, want to catch TV. There were places we went and places that we were told that not to go, and that was one of them. I didn't associate too much with that area.
You didn't think you'd catch it at the shouldn't use that word. Metal hospital.
We used to call that place Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard that comment before, but that's what we used to call it. But that was interesting doing all this stuff out there. I'm trying to think here.
And did you have any humorous incidents in your performance as a reserve officer that you could relate without getting somebody in trouble? One of our previous interviews had.
No, I'd rather just.
The guys about ripped the doors off of a car getting out and going after somebody.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get into that. Let's put it like this: there's a reason why I was taken off the road, because the laws have changed and the way people do things have changed. So. Rather than just fully retire from the police department, they asked me to work the township hall right there. That's a good job for an old man, because things have changed, and I just can't do things the way I used to do them. So put it like that.
You're no longer a Marine.
I'm always a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. That's for sure.
Not from a police standpoint, you're not.
Right. I got thrown on that somewhat.
It doesn't fly anymore.
In the Marines, what did you do there?
In the Marine Corps, the first year, I was just a regular rifleman. And as a matter of fact, back in them days, we carried the old M1 Garands and the BARs, Browning Automatic Weapons. They were World War II and Korea War issue. And we carried those for the first year. And in 61, after right at the boot camp, I went to Camp Pendleton. We went to Okinawa. And then I went to Southeast Asia, to Udorn, Thailand. And we were a security outfit for an organization called Air America. And Air America, as we found out later, is the air wing of the CIA. And they were in Thailand getting everything prepared in Southeast Asia for the upcoming Vietnam War.
Mm.
And our job was security for their helicopters and their airships and stuff like that.
Wasn't there in Air America is also a propaganda broadcast system for the U.S. government to broadcast to other countries? Kind of recall that.
They did part of that.
Propaganda broadcast.
Yeah. They had different factions to it. They had the air wing. They had the I think that they used most of that though in the European theater.
Okay.
broadcasting into communist countries.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think they called Radio Free Europe or something. Anyway, in my era, in 61, when we were in Thailand, it was strictly all what they were doing. They were running troops across the Thai-Laotian border.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting duty, believe me. And then I went back to Okinawa, and the last 3 years, actually the last 2.5 years of my Marine Corps stuff, I was what's called a squad leader. As a matter of fact, my 19th birthday, I made Corporal Lee Floyd, they made me a squad leader. I probably would have stayed in the Marine Corps if it hadn't been for that stupid war, but I'd been overseas already, and I'd seen enough of Southeast Asia as I wanted to see. I just figured best spot for me, right back in Northville.
Well, I was in the service as well. Like I said,
you can relate to what I'm talking about.
I wouldn't take $1 million for my experience, but
yeah.
I wouldn't pay 10 cents to do it again.
No. That was when I was kind of young and dumb, so that was good enough.
It gives you a good chance to grow up, too.
It did that. Matter of fact, that's another whole story, but right after high school, that was highly recommended that I went to the Marine Corps.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
He is a basketball coach. But when you first moved here, like when I first moved here, there wasn't anything called I-275.
Negative. Absolutely and positively not.
And that has, of course, changed the whole community out here tremendously.
Right.
Could you give me your reading or your opinion on how it grew from when you were first a boy and after?
Well, everything, of course, going east and west was always the 9 mile, where the mile road, which still are. And if I remember correctly, anytime we wanted to go south, we either, we just took, Ford Road or Kansas Center or Sheldon, there are actually Hines Park, I can't really remember. See, I didn't really drive too much back in them days, because I didn't get my first car till I was 16. I got a 51 Chevy,
I had a 41 Ford. So.
Yeah, but when I did get the car, we did most of our traveling up towards the South Lyon area, because we used to go out to the Lakes Drive-In out there in Brighton, and we go to Kent Lake. As a matter of fact, not all of the guys, now sorry wife, you hear this, but most of the guys back in them days, all of our girlfriends were from this South Lyon area. So we'd go out there and pick our girlfriends up, then we'd go out to Kent Lake, spend the day, and we'd go to the Lakes Drive-In and come back,
Was the Kensington Park?
Kensington Park,
there, they have the same sort of beaches they have now?
Just about the same. That hasn't changed much at all.
Of course, you can go down through Island Lake to get onto the bottom part of Kent Lake as well.
Right. And then also, we used to, of course, they're going out in the South Lyon area. They had all the lakes out there, off of 9 Mile and stuff. We used to go out there. But, trying to think here, the 58, I think it was 58 or 59, when we moved out to Napier Road, I started working for Tom Heslop out at the Northville Veterinary Clinic, usually on the weekends, if I wasn't participating during the weeknights with football or basketball or something like that, I'd work for Tom. And I started working with him, just cleaning out the dog kennels and washing dogs and stuff like that. And as I continued on, I started going out on calls with him. And we'd go out and we'd do autopsies on animals that had died, horses and dogs and pigs and stuff like that, But it was very interesting working for Tom Hessel.
I imagine there were more horses and
there was a lot of horses
and stuff.
And a lot of cows,
yeah.
A lot of it, yeah. And the first time I've ever seen a pig get castrated. It scared the hell out of me. Because they used to take them and put their legs up behind them like that, and zip, zip. I said, whoa. I'd never seen nothing like that before.
So in your reserve officer capacity, you spend time working at the racetrack too, or not?
Oh, yes, I did. From 1979 to 1986, I worked at the racetrack. And the main reason I worked at the racetrack, and the main reason I became a reserve police officer is I was playing softball during that time, and we were playing against a team from police officers from Northville City. And I got to be friends with them, and they said, hey, we see you down at the racetrack all the time. How come you're always down here? I said, well, because my dad's a driver, my brother's a driver, and my grandfather's a driver, so I'm always down here seeing them, you know. They said, well, why don't you just join the city police department and work at the racetrack? That way you get paid for being down there.
Yeah.
Seemed like a pretty sensible idea to me. So at the age of 37, I applied for the Northfield City Police Department, was hired as a reserve officer. Excuse me. And they sent me to Schoolcraft College for the Reserve Academy. Graduated from there, and then I worked at the racetrack. And, you know, down to the racetrack and got paid for it to save my family. So, yeah, it worked out well for the 5 or 6 years I was there.
Do you remember when the fairs were held at the racetrack?
Not the fairs, but I do remember specifically in the late 50s that all the harness racing was done during the summer. And it was absolutely a fantastic place to be.
They didn't have all-weather tracks back then.
No, they did not. Matter of fact, they discontinued racing, I believe it was in October. They did not race during the winter back in them days. Northville was always racing during the summer, and we used to stable our horses up on what was called the Hill, which is now St. Lawrence Estates. Mm-hmm. Well, back in them days, it was all a barn area up there.
Mm-hmm. You remember then the sulkies
coming across
across the corner there?
Yeah, I remember that very well, because I used to ride one of the sulkies down across 7 Mile there to go onto the track, because I used to help my parents train the horses. Mm-hmm. Well, then, lo and behold, you know, when I joined the city police department, I find myself working at the corner of 7 Mile and Sheldon, directing traffic. Allowing the horses to go back and forth. So
I always remember seeing the horse in the winter night, the steam coming off of them.
Oh yeah, big time.
It was amazing to watch the steam blow off those horses in the winter night.
Yeah, I seen them race out there at night when it was like 0 degrees.
Yeah.
They still race. But yeah, it was a real nice place to. Northfield was a wonderful place to grow up, actually.
Yeah.
You know, really now, you think back, and I never realized how innocent things were back in the 50s, and even the late 60s. Things really changed in the 60s when I got out of the Marine Corps, but I never realized how innocent things were back in the 50s, and what a nice place that I was fortunate enough to grow up in.
You're talking to contemporaries who
really
feel the same.
Yeah.
Did the amusement park still exist up at Wall Lake?
Wall Lake, exactly. Right on the corner there. You take Novi Road all the way straight, right to the lake. The amusement park was on the right-hand side.
And you never went up there?
I used to go up there quite a bit. And there was also a place called the Wall Lake Casino where my wife used to go all the time. They had all these dances. Not recalling oldies.
Yeah, yeah.
They had all the popular music, musicians playing there. Yeah, I wasn't really into too much of the dancing, but I used to go to the Wall Lake Amusement Park. I used to go to Groom's Beach, I think it was out there too.
Yeah, there was a swimming beach right there.
Groom's Beach was at Whitmore Lake, wasn't it?
The what now?
Groom's Beach, wasn't that at Whitmore Lake?
Whitmore Lake, that was where it was.
But there was a beach.
Yeah, but there was also
right
one
there.
But you're right, because Groom's Beach was right in the corner. You take 7 Mile all the way west. All the way west, yep, exactly.
Yeah. It's now they've moved the beach down to a little further out, but it used to be right there at the southeast corner. Of the
yeah.
There used to be a little beach.
Yeah. I'm trying to think now. Places we used to hang out back in the 50s, I think I mentioned Joe's Pool Hall, Paul's Sweet Shop. The Bowling Alley was right there.
Was the Sweet Shop a sort of a soda fountain type?
The what now?
A soda fountain?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Paul's Sweet Shop, and they had... you know, you get your cherry cokes and all that stuff and all that crap over there. And then in Angie's was the bowling alley, and that was right at the corner.
We came at the bowling alley.
Katie and Center Street, which is now Main and Center.
Yeah,
which is now Main and Center.
I mean, we came at the bowling alley. Was there at Katie and Center?
Exactly.
Down then there was a
down in the hole there.
Beauty parlor on one side or something or other.
Yep, and then right across the street it was Guernsey's Dairy. Which is now out on
Novi Road.
Yeah, Guernsey's was right across the street from Angie's there.
Right.
A lot of fun.
Well, the type of businesses in Northville have changed as well, haven't they?
Oh, big time. I remember the dime store was there. Brader's department store was there. Of course, the Lappin's was always there.
Right, Ales.
They were all on right on Main Street.
Right. Yeah.
There was a sporting goods store there too, wasn't there?
Yeah, that was later on, I believe.
Yeah, later on,
yeah. I'm trying to think. What was on Center Street? You know what? The post office used to be right on Center Street too.
Yeah.
The post office used to be right on Center Street, and then, of course, there was Ramsey's Bar on Center Street, and then there was an old used car lot right in the corner of Dunlap and Center.
That's right. It was Allen and somebody else who used cars in the front of the Methodist Church.
Yeah. And I remember also right in the corner across from City Hall, there was Cal's gas station and Phil 76 right in the corner there.
Well, another program we interviewed Bill Asher and his son put together a map back in, let's say, the 60s at this point. There was like 13 gas stations.
Oh, yeah.
Phil,
how
many car dealers? I know Bill tells about the time that the cities had passed an ordinance that you couldn't have a gas station open on Sunday. I said I was the first one to violate it because my contract with the oil company said I had to be open on Sunday.
Had to be open on Sunday, yeah.
We got a map that shows where all the different gas stations.
Yeah, Asher's been there forever. Yeah. Bill's a good guy.
His son runs
good guy. Anyway, those two gas stations were in the corner there across from City Hall.
Yeah.
And even around there where the pizza cutter is now. That used to be a gas station.
Right. Well, there's another gas station just north of Asher's on Rogers. There's a house in there with an old gas station. I think still has the looks of it. About three or four houses north of Asher's.
That might have been before my time.
There's a gas station there.
Might have been before my time there.
And I remember the kid that purchased every car on the road had a dealership in town.
Yeah. And then Miller's had a Dodge dealership right there where Bank of America now is.
Yeah, right.
And then Rathburn Chevrolet was down at the corner of 7 Mile in South Main.
Ford dealers kind of where the Northville Square is today.
Yep. Yeah. I'm trying to think. There was another dealership right there across from the well, too. I can't remember what the name of it was. It was some foreign car dealership. Next to the Wagon Wheel Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was some kind of car dealership in there too.
Okay. Anything else, John?
No, we've covered quite a bit.
Well, I hope it helped out a little bit, guys.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. It's kind of a privilege to be here and talk to you guys.